Hey, Granny Zabner, I believe that's our ring.
Hi, Dog Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, work on remodeling the cotton warehouse into a moving picture theater was held up yesterday when Abner, through some mistaken notion of figuring costs, fired Eugene Blevins and the other carpenters. It took Lum the rest of the day to straighten things out and rehire them. As we look in on the little community today, we find Grandpappy Spears in the Jot 'em Down Store and Library discussing the new venture with Abner. Listen.
Well, there's a heap of work we got to do yet, Grandpap. We got some carpenters over there remodeling the old cotton warehouse and got to get tickets printed up. I don't know what all. Lum's out right now trying to rent some folding chairs from Moe's Moose.
From Moe's Moose?
Yeah, down at the barbershop there.
Well, he ain't got but two chairs down there in that barbershop of his. But they ain't folding chairs. They do fold backwards when Moe's wants to shave you. But is them the kind of chairs you're aiming to have in the picture show of yours?
Well, I don't believe so. Lum was just aiming to get just ordinary folding chairs over at the lodge hall. See, Mose is one of the high offers there in the lodge now.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Well, I believe them barber chairs would be a sight more comfort, though.
Barber chairs?
Yeah, I'd try to put in a batch of them, Abner.
I don't think them things would be good.
Yeah, then
they
could run the picture up on the ceiling. Everybody could lay down, get a shave, and see the picture show at the same time.
Yeah, of course, there's going to be a lot of women and children in there, Grandpap.
Shave them, too. Just shave them all.
Well, they hate to start shaving just to get to see a picture show.
Yeah, that's right.
Would be nice, though, sort of lay back there and watch a picture. If you didn't like it, you'd just go to sleep or ask Moe to drop a towel around your face.
Yeah. Of course, I still say you'd be getting a shave while you're looking at the moving picture.
Don't get I'll talk to Lum about that when he comes in. I believe that might be a good idea, Grandpa.
Of course, now, them things cost quite a bit of money, Abner.
They do, huh?
They run right into money.
Oh.
Yeah, I forget what Mose told me they cost, but it weren't cheap, I can tell you that right now.
Well, maybe we better give them up then, because I'm just afraid this whole thing's going to cost us away yonder too much as it is, Grandpa. You know how extravagant Lum is. Never stops to think what anything costs.
Oh, he's a spender.
Spender. Spends money like he gets it out of a clump.
A spender.
You have to watch him all the time. Well, that's why I've sort of taken over a couple of things here myself. Leastways, I've studied up one idea that'll save us money. I know that. And that Lum will just be tickled to death when I tell him about it.
What did you do?
I don't know why in the world we never thought of it before. Now, it'll cut out a lot of extra carpenter work over there.
Carpenter work, huh?
Yeah, on a remodeling that old cotton warehouse over there.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I reckon that is going to be right smart of a job doing that.
Well, not the way I got it figured out. See, all we got to do is build a little room upstairs in the back of it there for the magic lantern or picture show or machine or whatever they call it. Then just board up the window so the light can't get in.
Yeah, it'd look a little more like a opera house, and it sure don't look like one now.
No, well, it will, though. And then my idea... Wait a minute. Yonder comes Lum. You can listen while I tell him about it.
Yeah.
I'll tell it twice that way.
No, sir, I just can't hardly believe it. A picture show right here in Pine City. It's too good to be true.
Yeah, hi, Lum. Come on in here and let me tell you what I done, Lum.
Oh, my goodness. Now what have you did?
Huh?
Hello, Grandpap.
Howdy, Lum.
Well, sir, I just saved us $100 is what I done.
Saved us $100?
Yes, sir.
Well, good for you. Give it here.
$100 clear light. Well, I ain't got the cash money, but I saved us that.
Well.
See, Eugene Blevins said it cost us $150 to put a new floor in that warehouse.
Yeah, but we've got to have a new floor.
Not the way I figured it out. That floor we got in there is just fine, just like it is.
Well, it's all right. Stout enough, but it ain't slanting.
Huh?
See, a moving picture show's got to have a slanting floor so those folks can see over one another's head.
Well, this one will have a slanting floor when they get done doing what I told them to. See, instead of building a new floor, Lum, I've got them over there raising up one end of the building.
That's fine. Raising up one end of the building?
Yeah, we're hiking up the front end of the building to where it'll be about 6 foot higher in back than it is in front. And that'll make it slanting, and we won't have to be on no new floor.
For goodness sakes, Abner, that ain't going to work.
What's the reason it ain't?
Why, the building won't look right.
Huh?
The windows and doors will all be slanting, too.
Yeah.
How are folks going to get up there to the front door to get in with it sticking about 10 foot in the air that way?
Oh, I hadn't much thought about that, I don't think.
It's a trouble, you don't think.
Yeah, of course, we could build a ladder or some stairways up there. We could do that long.
We could, but it'd look awful silly. Here's something else. That little room we was aiming on using for the box office, that'd be slanting, too.
Yeah, everything would be slanting.
It's going to be hard to make them barber chairs stick on a slanting floor, too, Abner.
Barber chairs? What barber chair?
Oh, nothing. I just forget about
that. Wait a minute. You ain't went and bought up a batch of barber chairs while I was gone.
No, sir, I ain't honest.
Are you sure you ain't?
Cross my heart. Me and Grandpap were just talking about it, but we give up the idea long.
Well, thank goodness for that.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
I rented all the chairs we'll need from Moe's Moose just a little while ago.
Well, good.
And after this, Abner, you keep your ideas to yourself and don't meddle in something you don't know nothing about.
Lomp, I was just trying to save us some
Grandpap, will you do me a favor?
I don't know. Depends on what it is. What is it, Mom?
I wish you'd run over to the warehouse and tell Eugene, that's the carpenter over there, to hold off on that raising the building. Tell him to go ahead and put the floor in there like I told him to.
Yeah, I'll tell him. Sure I will. Yeah, I sort of figuring on drapping around there to watch him work anyways. I'll see you fellas later.
Yeah, so long, Grandpa.
Yeah, so long. Very odd. It's tipping a building up on one end.
Well, Lom, I just...
The front door be mighty nice straight up in the air. Every time it rain, flood the whole building. Rain come through the windows like a hole in the roof.
Well, I was just trying to save us some money is what I was trying to do.
I know you was, Abner, but after this, just leave the money saving up to me. Costs us too much when you do it.
Huh?
I mean that... Well, just skip it. You ain't got no head for figures is the whole trouble, Abner.
I ain't, huh?
No. Now, let's see. Oh. What's the next thing we got to get for our theater?
Well, did you save any money on renting them chairs from Moe's Moose?
Well, no. Fact is, I had to give a little more for them than I wanted to, but I knowed we had to have them, so there weren't much I could do about it.
Well, why couldn't we just put some benches in there, Lon?
Benches?
Yeah, or set some candy buckets in there upside down, and then just lay some boards across them.
Candy buckets with boards across
them. Yeah, them make good benches.
Such small gun ideas. It embarrasses me just to be partnerships with you.
Well, what's wrong with that idea?
Abner, we've got to fix the picture show up nice, make the folks feel comfort in there. We're going to have folding chairs or nothing.
Mm-hmm. All right. I just hope we don't spend every cent we got before we get it started, though.
Well, Abner, it's like I've always told you, you've got to spend money to make money.
Spend money to make
it? Now, don't ask me to explain that to you, because I've explained it 1,100 times already.
Besides,
we got too many other things to worry about. Locating a moving picture machine, for incidents.
Huh?
We got to get one of them machines to show the pictures with.
Oh, one of them magic lantern things?
Well, they don't call them magic lanterns, though.
They don't, huh?
And it's going to be a hard job finding whereabouts we can get one of them, too. I know that.
Well, why don't we just write a letter out there to California and tell them to send us one?
To California?
Why, sure. That's where they got all that moving picture stuff, out there in Hollywood.
Well, they more than likely have, but that'd take way yonder too long. Besides, I wouldn't know who to write to.
Well, just write to any of them. Mary Pickford, Charlie Chaplin, any of them fellas out there.
Well, them actors don't have the moving picture machines themselves. I don't think. Besides, I don't know what zones they live in anyway.
Zones? Well, don't they live in houses just like us folks?
Well, of course they live in houses, but the post office has decided the cities and should have zones to make it easier for delivering the mail, so they divide them up.
Zones, huh?
And so when you send a letter to somebody, you're supposed to put that zone number on the letter, right along with the address. Dick Huddleston told me all that.
Well, them folks in Hollywood would be in regular 3-cent zones, I believe, Lon.
Well, it ain't got nothing to do with the amount of stamps you put on there. I told you that they've divided all the big cities up and...
Nobody's divided Pine Ridge up, or leastways they hadn't when I was making the delivery this morning.
Like. Well, Dick says Pine Ridge ain't big enough to need it.
Ain't big enough?
Well, you see, the post office taking these big cities and divide them into zones.
How do they divide them? Put up a big wall?
No, of course not.
Well, Lon, you can't take a city and just cut it into pieces like you do an apple pie.
I know that. What they're more than likely doing is taking a map of the city and drawing lines on it, dividing it that way.
Well, what do they want to divide it for? Don't the folks get along with one another?
Of course they do. The idea's just supposed to help speed up the mail.
Huh.
For instance, if I was writing to a feller in Philadelphia, say...
Philadelphia? Can you get a moving picture machine there?
Well, I don't know where I can or not. I'm just...
Well, don't waste time right there, Lump. Right direct to that Hollywood. That's the thing to do.
All right, then.
Yeah.
Say that I was writing a letter to Hollywood.
Of course. Now, if you think you've a chance of getting one cheaper in Philadelphia, why, go right ahead and write. I'm for anything that'll save money.
I never said I could get a cheaper one
there. If there's one there and you like it and think you can make a good deal on it, you just go ahead and get it.
But, Abner,
me and you are partnerships in this thing, and we ain't going to get no place fussing. So if that's what you want to do, I'm fine.
But I don't want to write
to Philadelphia. No more long. You win me over. I know you got your heart set on that machine there in Philadelphia, and I doggy, that's the one we're going to have. Wait a minute. Believe that's all right. I'll get it.
Abner, I never said that I
was. Hello, John, I'm down store and library. Abner Peabody doing the talking.
It's like arguing with a stump on fire.
Yeah, this is us.
Stubborn-headed as a blue-nosed mule.
You did? Oh, well, that must have been Mr. Edwards you was talking to.
Who is it, Abner?
The fella that runs the Lyric Theater in there at the county seat. Said you talked to him there a week or so ago.
Oh, yeah, him.
How's that? I never quite heard you.
Reckon all he wants.
Shake up your phone there. I never quite heard you.
I told him I was thinking about putting a picture show in there.
Oh, well, that was awful thoughty of you, but we done made arrangements for that already.
Better let me talk to him, Abner.
Well, I can't help it if it is a good price. You'll have to count us out.
Abner, let me have the phone.
Why, sure, go ahead. Sell it to that other fella, anybody, because we're getting one from Philadelphia. Oh, yeah, a good one, too. Yeah, goodbye.
Philadelphia. Oh, my goodness. Was he trying to sell us a moving picture machine?
Yeah, he had old second-hand in there. He's trying to sell cheap, he said. But I doggies, I wasn't going to let him spoil all your plans, Lum.
My plans?
Yes, sir. You can always depend on me never to let you down. Yes, sir, Lum, old boy. I'm your partner. You got your heart set on getting one from Philadelphia? I doggies, you go ahead.